Hello, hello, hello. 11 past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. And welcome to the crossover on this beautiful, blessed Sunday. Yes, there's a reason why it's a blessed Sunday. If you don't know, you will know very soon. So allow me to thank Tatena Luvanda for being in your company. That is from the hour of one right up until the hour of four, where I take over and be with you guys until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon, evening. Yeah, I don't know which one is which one, but I always say whichever comes to my mind first. Like I usually explain to you guys that where I come from, right, from this time, from 4 p.m., it's evening. And this side, we say afternoon. So because sometimes my mind switches to, you know, the Zambezi mind, where this time is evening, I find myself saying evening, even though it's afternoon. Yeah, it is afternoon. And there's a reason why it's actually different. Because the sun sets very early in Zambezi. So this time it really, really looks like it's in the evening. It doesn't look like it's in the afternoon, how it looks like this side. So I will be with you until 6 p.m. this afternoon or evening, whichever it is. And after that, my colleague, Hende Walenga will take over and be with you guys on the Eagle Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 o'clock. So good afternoon to you wherever you're listening from. Like I was saying, it is a blessed Sunday. Why is it a blessed Sunday? So it's a blessed Sunday because today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, you know. And one thing you need to know is that being a father to someone does not mean that you need to be their biological father. No. Just merely you playing a role or a part of a father in a child's life or in somebody's life, that automatically, you know, makes you be a father. So happy Father's Day to all the daddies listening out there. This day is yours, even though I think this is the most chaotic day that I always experience the funniest memes on social media, because there's just something about, you know, mothers and fathers, fighting, not getting along. On Mother's Day, you see fathers going for mothers. And on Mother's Day, even though it's not as chaotic as it is on Mother's Day, it's actually a bit better. Because I feel like men are not that dramatic. It's only a few of them. But on Father's Day is chaotic. Memes that you come across on Father's Day, they are out of this world. They are really amazing. And it actually makes you question whether you really want to, you know, join that category of mother and father. It really makes you question if you really want to be part of that squad, that group. But irregardless, I am neutral. I am very neutral. I love Mother's Day. I love Father's Day. I think I love it for my parents most. Yes, my mother, my father. So yeah, it is a special day to me. I hope it is also a special day to you. So Father's Day is a day that is set aside for honoring one's father, as well as a fatherhood, right? Paternal bonds and the influence of fathers in society. So that is Father's Day. So Father's Day also complements similar celebrations that honor family members, such as Mother's Day. And in some countries, they have Siblings Day. I don't know why we don't have Siblings Day in Namibia. I feel like it would be a lovely commemorative. Is it commemorative or commemoration? English and the mic, they don't mix. Yeah, so I wish we also had Siblings Day in Namibia, where we can just, you know, thank our siblings for being there, you know, for bullying us and us bullying them, fighting, sharing the best love in the world. I wish we had that. And also other countries, they have Grandparents Day. Yes. So the day is held in various dates across the world, and different regions maintain their own traditions of honoring fatherhood. So happy Father's Day again. I will definitely play you guys a song later on in the show that is just dedicated to you guys on this special day. And I hope the people who you made mothers, they spoiled you, or they are spoiling you, because the day is still on. The day is still going on until later tonight at midnight. That's when Father's Day will come to an end. So I hope you are going to get spoiled if you haven't yet been spoiled, because today is special. Also, let me just wish those born on this day a happy birthday to you guys. Like I always do every Sundays on the crossover, I wish you guys a happy birthday wherever you are tuning from. Remember that it is a special day and it only comes once in a year. So you need to make the most of it. As a belief, only once in a year. So you need to make the most of it. Remember that. So it is now 18 past the hour of 4 o'clock. If you just tuned in, welcome, welcome. It is the crossover with your jolly girl, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock. I actually forgot to wish Helmut happy Father's Day. Yeah, but I'll wish him later. Yeah, I'll definitely wish him. Let's get to promotions of our products before we get to today's conversation. What are we conversing about on the crossover today? So I will start off with our outside broadcasting van, which is available if you want your event to be streamed on our social media and also reach a wide audience. For example, maybe you have an event that is taking place and you want it to be streamed to a large audience. I kid you, we have a large audience here at Eagle FM. You guys all know that. So if that's what you want, do not hesitate to contact us for this particular service, as there's a team that is going to come to you wherever you are, whether it's outside Namibia or around the borders of Namibia, wherever you are, our team will come through and make sure that your event is streamed right here on air on radio, as well as on our social media platforms. And now we move to our e-paper, The Villager, our sister e-paper, which provides summaries of business, economic news, as well as policy development in the country. We all know that Eagle FM is literally everywhere, and it is accessible to you on your smart device anytime. And that means a minimal inconvenience. All you need to do is just make sure that your smart device has an internet connection or you have data, and voila, you will be informed. So if you are not subscribed yet to our e-paper, how do you do that? Well, it's very simple. It's very easy. All you need to do is save the following number, 081-200-4144. That is the number you need to save. And after you have saved the number, and also please remember to save the number as The Villager Newspaper. In a case where you don't immediately send the subscription message immediately after saving the number, you might forget. And one day, maybe when you are scrolling through your contacts and you come across the contact, that might be a reminder that, okay, I didn't actually subscribe to the Villager newspaper. I just happened to save the number because Abigail was saying the number on air and I didn't want to miss the number in that moment. So save the number under the name, the Villager newspaper. That is 081-2004-144. After you have done that, we'll send a message. Well, you can just say subscribe. Yeah, you can just say subscribe. And after that, you just wait for a response that is going to notify you that you have been subscribed. And from thereafter, you will start receiving a digital copy 3 times in a week. That is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So our e-paper provides, summaries on business, on economic, as well as policy development news in the country. And you wouldn't want to miss that. And also moving to our complimentary applications, such as the Imba app, such a convenience. You don't have to go around carrying the hymn book. All you need to do is download the Imba app on your Play Store or your App Store, depending on the device you are using. And also our Eagle FM app, very convenient because it allows you to listen to on-air shows wherever you are. It allows you to listen to podcasts in a case where you have missed a live show and it is podcasted. You will be able to listen to it and find it there. So it's very convenient. If you haven't yet downloaded our Eagle FM app, please do so. Please do so because it's very convenient. And also we have a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app, which offers opportunities for businesses to increase their products and services as visibility across different consumers. So if you have a business that you are running or that you own and you'd like that business, you know, to reach a wide, number of consumers, different consumers across the country or across wherever you think your target market might be. Well, our Eagle FM app is actually the place where you need to advertise your business. And also, we know that our social media is very active, remains the most active in the country. And this provides an opportunity for those who want, to enhance their product or brand visibility. So if you want your product to be out there, if you want your brand to be out there, to be visible, to be seen by a large audience, well, we are your go-to team. Always remember that. So in a nutshell, that is us. Yes, Eagle FM, Eagle Media House. And I believe it is now time for us to play the official song, the one that welcomes us to the crossover. And after that, we will get into this conversation, right? Happy Father's Day to you guys, men. And without any time wasting, here is Lionel Richie, Love or Love. I will see you most definitely on the other side of this one.
All the wonders love can bring, give us strength and understanding, give us all one song to sing. Let the music play, play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down.
four children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more. Children, let them see love. Oh, love, what a blessed thing. Oh, yeah, say it loud. Make it save this world if we try.
It is Lionel Richie on this golden track, which is titled Love or Love, bringing us exactly to 29 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, welcome, welcome. You are definitely not late, as we haven't yet gotten into today's conversation. Yes, so you are actually lucky. Now, it is a beautiful Sunday. It is a blessed Sunday. Happy Father's Day to you guys. Yes, it's a lovely, lovely, lovely Sunday. So today we are going to talk about, beyond the to-do list. We are going to talk about mastering your time and energy for a fulfilling life. So the whole topic, I don't know why I'm splitting it like it's two topic, but it is one topic. Let me just say it all at once before I even confuse you. My apologies for that. So today we are going to talk about beyond the to-do list, mastering your time and energy for a fulfilling life. Right? Why this particular topic? I don't know if you as an individual, you have observed that you are constantly battling the clock. You are constantly feeling drained despite your best efforts. I don't know if you have observed that as an individual or as a person. So this is why we are having this conversation today, where we are going to look into revolutionary approaches when it comes to productivity that prioritizes your well-being. We are all going to learn how to identify our energy peaks, eliminate time wasters, as well as set meaningful priorities and cultivate habits that lead to lasting fulfillment, not just, more accomplishments. So that is what we are going to talk about, today. So I actually found this very surprising that a lot of people don't understand what is a to-do list. A lot of people didn't understand what is a to-do list, right? So I sent a question to a few people to answer on this thing that is the to-do list. And each one of them, I know one of them responded, but it was contrary to what, actually the question was asking. The other person, asked me, what is a to-do list? And then another person didn't even respond at all. And this is how I actually realized that, okay, maybe it's not all of us who know what is a to-do list, right? And here is a little or a small explanation what is a to-do list. Because one thing I know is that everyone loves checking things off a to-do list. I know that. Let me not say everyone. Probably let me say most of us. I am one of the people who creates a to-do list in a case where I realize that I have things that I need to do. And because they might slip off my mind, I create a to-do list where I tick off the moment I complete a task. Or whatever is required of me to do, I tick it off. So everyone loves checking things off a to-do list. But if it's not done right, your to-do list can cause more harm than good. And that is actually very true. If you don't do this to-do list thing right, it might actually cause more harm than the good it is supposed to do. Right? So a to-do list is a list of tasks that need to be completed, typically organized by priority or agency, and it serves as a planning tool to help individuals track and manage their goals, their activities, and deadlines in various areas of life, like work, like school, or personal life. So essentially, it's a way to organize what needs to be done to improve productivity and ensure nothing is forgotten. So a to-do list is just a list of things you have to do, like I've mentioned earlier on. It basically means that anything and everything can be on your to-do list. But just because you have written your to-dos down on a piece of paper or on a notebook, it doesn't mean that your to-do list is actually useful. So effectively tracking when your work is due can actually help you prioritize and get great work done. But too often, that list of work to-dos is disorganized and disconnected from the actual work you are doing. And this can lead to less clarity and more work about, about work. So my story of, starting to have a to-do list, how it started, I think I was in denial for some time that I needed to start creating a to-do list when I have things that I need to complete or finish or work on. So I was in denial for some time, for quite some time, actually. I see somebody's calling. Maybe it's a daddy trying to wish everybody happy Father's Day. I don't know. Hello? What happened? Yeah, guys, if you want to wish your father anybody, a father figure, a happy Father's Day, please come through and do that. I actually forgot to mention it earlier on. I was supposed to do that, but I actually forgot. So you can actually come through and do that. You know, wish a father out there a happy Father's Day. Yes, today is their day. Today's a very special day for the gents, for the men's, for the fathers, for the papa bears. Yeah, so you can actually come through and do that. Wish somebody, you know, put a smile on a father's face out there today. Because one thing we don't know is that people like to hear their names on radio. That's the one thing I know. So imagine hearing your name and their wish. Ah, that is just going to make somebody Sunday out there. So you can come through if there's anybody on your mind that you'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to. Yes, so as I was saying that I was in denial for quite some time when it came to creating a to-do list, but eventually I convinced myself that, okay, you actually need a to-do list. But there's a catch, and that is today's conversation, you know. Today we are talking about beyond the to-do list. So beyond the to-do list, how do you master your time and your energy to have a fulfilling life? Because some of us have gotten so used or so programmed to a to-do list, whereas we don't know how to master our time, we don't know how to master our energy, you know, beyond the to-do list. How do you manage your time and your energy? How do you do things? How do you make sure that things are done without the to-do list? So that is what we are talking about today. So far, you know what is a to-do list. In a case you didn't know what a to-do list is, you now have insight on what a to-do list is. I've also given you an example of a to-do list. I depend on it here and there. I haven't made it a tradition where I fully depend on a to-do list. No. I only depend on a to-do list in times where I feel like I'm overloaded or I'm overcrowded with things that I need to do, and there's nobody else who needs to do them apart from me. So I create a to-do list where I just tick off every activity that is complete. Yes. So that is our conversation for today. So we will start off with the limitations of the to-do list, right? We are looking at how you can live a fulfilling life beyond the to-do list. So we are going to start off with the limitations of the to-do list. Like I mentioned, that other people, they become so dependent on a to-do list that their life becomes chaotic when one is not present at all. They don't know how to manage things without a to-do list. So in what ways does it fall short of truly helping us manage our lives? This thing called a to-do list. In what ways does it fall short of truly helping us manage our lives? So to-do lists have been the go-to productivity tool for decades. Probably not even decades, probably even centuries, right? So they have been the go-to productivity tool for a very long time. They are simple, straightforward, and they give us the illusion of control, which is very true. It is an illusion in the sense that when you create a to-do list, you feel like, I'm in control. I have it under control. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to deteriorate me from this to-do list. I have it. I got it under control. So they give us the illusion of control. But here is the dirty little secret. traditional to-do lists often set us up for failure. They do. So research from the University of California, Irvine, found that it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to refocus after being interrupted. And guess what? A never-ending to-do list is one big distracting interruption. So this particular research or study found that it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to refocus after being interrupted, right? So a never-ending to-do list is one big distracting interruption. So the problem with to-do lists is that they don't prioritize or account for time. That is their problem. When you have a to-do list, in most cases, it does not prioritize or account for time. So you might just have a to-do list, but then you might not have a time frame as to, okay, so priority number one, time frame is 3 hours. Mm-mm. Or priority number two, time frame 1 week. Mm-mm. So these are the words of productivity expert David Allen, who is an author of Getting Things Done, who says that the problem with to-do lists is that they don't prioritize or account for time. They are just a dumping ground for tasks, and which can lead to overwhelm and procrastination. So why does your to-do list fail you? Why is it failing you? Let's look at a few reasons why it could be that your to-do list is failing you. So probably the first reason could be that your to-do list is too vague. Tasks like work on a project or clean house are so broad that they are paralyzing when you look at them. So without clear action steps, your brain doesn't know where to start. So if your task is too vague, that might be very difficult for your brain to, you know, understand and process as to, okay, this is the task we need to do and this is how we do it. So if your task just says that work on a project, how, when, what project, what is supposed to do, it is vague. So it might be very difficult. Or cleaning house. Okay. Clean house how? That is also vague. So your brain will not know where to start. So if your task is too vague, this can actually lead to your to-do list failing you. Another reason could be that, you know, to-do lists, they ignore time constraints. So a list with 20 items is unrealistic for a single day. Yet we guilt ourselves for not completing it. There is no way you can have 20 items that you want to complete in a day. There is no way. No way at all. So if your to-do list ignores the time constraint that you have, that might lead your to-do list failing you. Another reason could be that they lack prioritization in a sense that everything feels equally urgent. So you as an individual, you default to easy, low-value tasks instead of tackling what truly matters. Because your to-do list lacks prioritization, when you look at something that is probably on top and is supposed to be a priority, because in your mind, it's not registering that this is a priority. You will find yourself actually just doing those small, small things that you know they will quickly finish, and then you don't have to worry about, I didn't do anything, I didn't tick off anything on my to-do list. So sometimes our to-do lists, they fail us because they lack prioritization. So this actually means that everything feels equally urgent. And so you default to easy, low-value tasks instead of tackling what truly matters. And also another reason could be that they create mental clutter. You know, unfinished tasks linger in your mind, and this can increase stress and reducing focus, which is very true. For people like me, I don't know how many we are out there who obsess on things, a to-do list can actually fail us very badly if it creates a mental clutter. Very, very badly. Because in the first place, the reason why we create to-do list is to make sure that we complete everything. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have unfinished things and you know very well that you are going to struggle to finish these tasks, or these tasks might actually end up unfinished, these can actually linger on your mind and can lead to increased stress, and it also reduces focus at the end of the day. So, in a nutshell, these are a few, you know, reasons that could lead to your to-do list failing you. So we need to make sure that when we are creating a to-do list, and to also avoid it failing us, we avoid too vague tasks. Tasks that are too vague. Tasks that are too broad. We also avoid, you know, ignoring time constraints. We need to make sure that when you put on a task or an item on your to-do list, there is a time constraint to it. If it's 2 hours, it should be 2 hours. If it's 2 days, it should be 2 days. And we should also make sure that priorities are indicated as priorities and they are treated as priorities. So you finish them and you get them out of the way. And also make sure that we do not have unfinished tasks so that we avoid mental clutter, which can create, you know, stress, as well as reduce our focus at the end of the day. It is 12 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, well, welcome, welcome. You are listening to The Crossover that is right here on your number one talk radio station, with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock this evening. Yeah, it's evening. So none of you guys listening actually want to wish anybody a happy Father's Day. I wish them, all of them listening, I wish them a happy Father's Day, and I also promise to play for them a song, and I will definitely do that. I do have a song to play for all of y'all, daddies, papa bears, on this special day of yours today, right? Yeah, and I hope you will love the song. And we continue. So a to-do list usually have this thing that is called an endless list phenomenon. So to-do lists, they tend to grow much faster than they shrink. So as new tasks come in and existing ones are completed, the list becomes a daunting, never-ending scroll, leading to overwhelm and feeling, you know, of constantly being behind. And this is why we need to teach ourselves, or we need to get a place where we avoid this, the endless list phenomenon, where you become so dependent on a to-do list. We really, really, really need to program our minds to be able to cope, to be able to manage, do things without the to-do list. Because once you have gotten into this thing called the endless list phenomenon, where every time you scrub off an item or a task, another one is added. This actually just leads you know, to daunting, never ending, scroll, and it leads to you becoming overwhelmed and feeling like you are constantly behind. Even though you keep doing progress, you keep ticking off tasks, you keep finishing tasks, but because you keep adding and adding and adding, this can actually lead to you feeling, like you are not moving, you are not progressing, nothing is happening. So also, this thing of, you know, not prioritizing, the lack of prioritization. Traditional to-do lists often don't differentiate effectively between truly important tasks, like I mentioned earlier on before, and merely urgent ones. So everything looks equally demanding, and this can actually make it hard to focus on high-impact activities that align with your long-term goals. So this can lead to something that is called prioritization paralysis. Because they lack prioritization, they lead to prioritization paralysis. So also when you ignore energy levels and natural rhythms, a static to-do list doesn't account for your fluctuating energy levels throughout the day or week. So you might schedule a mentally demanding task for a time when your energy level is low, and this can lead to procrastination or poor quality work. So this is why we need to, you know, always know when do we experience energy peaks. Hello.
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 Yes, madam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, very good. Is it Eagle FM?
It's Eagle FM. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much. I would like to ask about an opportunity for us to come and present something, a topic.
A topic about what now?
Actually, it's a government topic. It's about a disease called rabies.
There's a number. There's a number. Let me give you this number.
Thank you so much. Let me just take a pen. 081. Okay, 081.
2004. 2004. 144. 144. Yes, call that number. And then they should be able to direct you on how that can materialize.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm talking to...
You're speaking to Abigail. We are on air.
Oh, on air. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Bye-bye. I thought it was a daddy calling to wish other daddies a happy Father's Day, or maybe himself. And also, if you feel like you are a super dad, you can actually come through, you know, and send yourself a shout out, like a shout out to me. I've been a super dad and I'm so proud of being a dad. All that, you can also come through, right? 6 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. I was talking about you as an individual also knowing when your energy peaks are on. Because usually we just try to do things even though we don't have the energy or the body is not feeling it. Which is very wrong. Which is very wrong. Because what happens when you are trying to do something and your energy is not there? So this means that you might do poor quality work, or you might just end up pushing the thing to another day. And this is what we call procrastination. You will find yourself procrastinating that, I don't need to do this thing. Let me just push it to next week. I will do it next week. It's okay. Nobody's going to beat me. Nobody's going to do anything to me. So we also need to make sure that we do not ignore our energy levels as well as our natural rhythms. Akiri, now we are trying to, you know, live beyond the to-do list, right? Managing your time naturally beyond your to-do list. Because oftentimes, one thing I've realized, the brain really gets, what is the word? Adapts. Yes, our brains, they adapt very easily. So when you keep doing something over and over, it will register on your brain as a norm. And the norm is actually something that your brain is used to. And this now automatically becomes the norm for your brain. So a to-do list, if you are used to, you know, only depending on a to-do list, and your brain now registers a to-do list as the only way to cope with tasks, as the only way to manage time, as the only way, you know, to figure out which energy levels am I on now, that is actually very dangerous. It's a problem. So we need to move away from being so dependent on, you know, to-do lists. If you are dependent on the to-do list now, you can actually try to move away. Start doing things slowly. Start doing things gradually until you get to a point where you can do things with a to-do list and still be able to do things without a to-do list. Because today's conversation is not us saying that we need to throw away to-do lists. No. It's just actually us managing beyond the to-do list so that we can have a fulfilling life at the end of the day. Because we cannot fully depend on a to-do list. I know somebody out there who's listening is actually arguing, probably saying that, no. There is no way I can cope without a to-do list. And I don't see myself, you know, coping without one. You can actually cope. It's just that this is how you have programmed your brain. Your brain gets used to certain things. And once it's used to certain things, unfortunately, there is nothing you can do to it until you reprogram it to say, okay, we need to change course. We need to change the direction, because this direction where we are at is harmful. Because being so dependent on something can be very harmful to you as a person, as an individual. So a minute to the hour of 5 o'clock. Let me play that Father's Day song to all the fathers out there who are listening. This one is for you, and I hope you dance to it, and I hope you enjoy it. Here is Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father Again.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would
to hand. He make me laugh just to comfort me. Yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside the door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. She loved. I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Nangeshefa ni wahara kushivika oma akuro ye kupitira muhuriki radio station aweyo Eagle FM enya mkuro olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
7 minutes after the second hour of the crossover, which is 5 o'clock. And before this one, which is titled So Into You, I think I will dedicate this one to all the lovers out there. You know, they usually say that Sundays are for lovers. And I always send a shout out here and there for the lovers who are spending every Sundays together. Yeah? So before, you know, this one by Tamia, I played Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father, which I specifically dedicated to all the daddies, all the papa bears. Today is their day. We all know that. The 15th of June, 2025. It is a special day. It is a blessed day to all the daddies out there. And, we now continue with our conversation, even though in 2 minutes time, we will be going for an advert break. But that shouldn't stop us. We will continue and we will go for the ad break and come continue on the other side of the ad. That's for sure. So now let's look at reasons why we need to stay away from to-do lists. We looked at reasons why, to-do lists might be failing us. So now we need to, now we are going to look at reasons why we should or we might, you know, incorporate staying away from to-do lists sometimes and actually just depending on ourselves, us as the people, as an individual. You just tell yourself that, I'm not going to create a to-do list for this particular project that I'm going to work on. I'm going to trust my management skills. I'm going to trust my energy that I'm going to invest in doing these tasks. So yeah, let's get right into it. So the first reason why we should, you know, not depend on the to-do list. In my, it's already time for the ad. So we will go for the ad break and we will come continue. Definitely that is on the other side shortly.
Are you still buying data hoping it will last? Then switch to Paratus. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge as we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage for the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always prepare,
Paratus.
Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Olu mnangeshefa, nawahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mo.
Our handle is EagleFM Namibia. Get social with us. 11 past 5, we continue. As I was saying, right, that let's look at the reasons why we should stay away from to-do lists, right? Either you decide that I'm completely staying away from the to-do list, or I am incorporating a to-do list and also managing the dependency of depending on the to-do list. So the first thing is that a to-do list focuses on quantity over quality and impact. So that's the satisfaction of checking off items can lead us to prioritize easy, quick tasks over more significant, challenging ones. So this creates an illusion of productivity without necessarily making meaningful progress toward important goals. So this is the first reason why we should really, really look or think twice when it comes to depending on a to-do list. A to-do list focuses on quantity over quality. So that means that when you are busy checking off items, that can lead to you prioritizing easy, quick tasks, you know, and you are going to leave the more significant and challenging ones. And this can actually create an illusion that you are actually being productive, you are really doing progress, you are doing meaningful progress, and you are actually working toward important goals, where in reality you are actually just not doing the important work you are supposed to do. So that is the first reason. And the second one is that a to-do list, lack context and flexibility. In most cases, a to-do list lacks context and flexibility. So a simple list doesn't account for real-world interruptions, you know, unexpected events, or the actual time required for tasks. Life is dynamic, as we all know that, and a rigid to-do list can quickly become irrelevant and frustrating. Because we need to know that in life, anything can happen anytime. You might get a disruption if you had a to-do list that you were planning to do in a week, and then, not to say bad things, but you lose somebody close to you, and now you have to travel, you have to go, you have to be gone for probably a week. That whole week that you plan for the to-do list, now you have to go and attend this funeral. That is an unexpected event, and they do take place in our lives. So a to-do list in this case might actually, you know, find itself not being flexible. So if you find yourself in this type of situation, what do you do? So that means you actually have to put the to-do list aside and figure out how you are going to do your work or these tasks without depending on that to-do list, right? So that is also another reason why we should not be dependent on to-do lists, because a to-do list lacks context as well as flexibility. You know, in a case where you get interrupted, an interruption occurs, an unexpected event occurs, or the actual time required for tasks is just not there, then what happens? So that is also another reason why we shouldn't depend on to-do lists. Another reason is that the to-do list can induce anxiety and stress, which is very true. Especially if you have it pasted there in front of your eyes where you can see the items on the list. So when you are constantly looking at a long, uncompleted list, this can actually be a significant source of stress and anxiety. And potentially this can lead to burnout, right? The psychological burden of undone tasks can be very heavy. So this is also a reason why we need to, you know, try and live life, manage a life, live a fulfilling life without a to-do list. Because a to-do list can actually induce anxiety and stress. You wrote things down. I'm going to do A, B, C, D, up to Y, all up to Z. And then you paste it in front of your face. Maybe it might be, I think an office would be an ideal example, because majority of us spend more time in our offices than our homes. So this to-do list, you paste it in your office at an area where it's sitting directly in your face and you can see it, that everything on that list requires my energy and my time to complete. That can induce anxiety and stress, and it is not necessary. It is not necessary. You as an individual, you need to get a place where you learn that you can actually manage things without a to-do list, and also trust that you will have the energy to do things without a to-do list. And last but not least, is that a to-do list does not promote deeper thinking or long-term visions. That is another problem also. So a traditional to-do list is primarily about task execution. It's just about you executing a particular task. They don't inherently encourage reflection on why are you doing things, how tasks align with your values, or how they contribute a fulfilling life beyond just getting things done, right? So that is also another issue that comes with a to-do list, a traditional to-do list. It does not promote deeper thinking or long-term vision. All you think about is ticking off this task from the list and moving on to the next one. And that is not good. So in essence, while the to-do list has its place for capturing information, its traditional form often lacks the necessary structure. You know, it lacks the strategic thinking and awareness of personal capacity and energy that are crucial for genuine time and energy mastery. So many productive experts and individuals find that moving beyond the simple checklist to more sophisticated systems like time blocking, focusing on three daily priorities, or aligning tasks with values, they actually yield far better results. Because one thing that we also need to understand is that as long as you know how to manage your time, and these three examples that I just gave here, like time blocking, you know, focusing on particular tasks on a daily, and also aligning your tasks with values, they can actually go a long way without a to-do list. For example, time blocking. I don't know how many of us actually practice time blocking. I don't know. If you know very well that you are, if you know very well that you have things to do and a lot of things to do, and you might have minimal time, so the likelihood of you completing certain tasks might be a challenge. Now you come up with a solution. What is the solution here? Time blocking. What is time blocking? Before I explain it in my own words, let me just quickly look it up for you, so that we can see what the other minds are saying about what time blocking is, right? So time blocking is a time management technique where you schedule dedicated time blocks for specific tasks or activities, essentially filling every minute of your day with a plan. So it's a proactive approach to time management, and it ensures you allocate time for everything, including meetings, tasks, and breaks, rather than reacting to demands as they arise. So that is time blocking. So how I wanted to explain it is that, in my own understanding or in my own words, is that time blocking is you allocating specific times for specific things. So in a day, let's say you have 12 hours and you know you have to do A, B, and C that needs to be completed within those 12 hours. In between that, you still have to go visit Helmut. Maybe Helmut invited you for a braai. You need to go for a braai. And you also need to go do a few groceries shopping on a Sunday, because I know there are people who don't buy groceries like some of us. I buy my groceries end of the month. That's it. unless if something finishes in between, before the next end of the month, I will not buy anything until the next of the month. But you find other people that they do groceries every Sunday. So every Sunday, they just look what they need for the week and then they go buy. So that might also be on your schedule in those 12 hours. So you time block, you dedicate time. Okay, you say, I'm going to complete two tasks today. One task, 2 hours. The other task, maybe 1 hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours. And then the Bri at Helmut's place is going to be plus minus 3 or 4 hours maximum. And then you make a turn to the grocery store where it might only just take you an hour or two. And then you might be able, or you will be able, you know, to actually find yourself checking things on, in your mind, because you now have a list in your mind. It's not written down, right? Hello. Hello. Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, Abigail.
Happy Father's Day.
Yay, mommy.
Yes.
I can hear your stories there.
You can hear my stories.
No, I'm lost. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a to-do. Do you know a to-do list? Do you know a to-do list?
A to-do list?
Do you know? I'm asking you a question. Do you know a to-do list?
What does that mean?
Okay. A to-do list is a list that you create. Sometimes, let's say you have things to do in a day or in a week. Right? Mm. So you create a to-do list like, okay, I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to do kids' homework and all that and all that. That is a to-do list.
Yeah.
So the discussion today, we are talking about managing your life without a to-do list, because there are people who are so dependent on a to-do list that they cannot go a day without having a to-do list or checking at the to-do list what was done, what was not done. Do you catch my drift?
Yeah.
Okay. Kona kulingana yavo na kere etuwa ila kungola sika. Kulivakone kusihupula, haiva kulimendivako na kusirivala. Kona kulingambolo ya kachenu, kiku susuweza vani, vese batuwa ezi kusako na kuyeza lika, inge vasa zingori.
Mani, kona swani.
Kona ngambolo ya kachenu yeo, susuwezo ya kuli, kauke.
kuna ni mikuwa ye mkona kukala kuyeza. Ye kona kumitusa kuli musike maalivala likaze msonela kuyeza. Misevezi ye msonela kupeta.
Mwale onona yo mwale. Kuna munu upulisa tuwali.
Kere nimi upulisa?
Ye.
Hmm. Nimi nane mu, nese mutuwa hizku nongola angalika.
Ye, nakoi kuhu, Ani kalezi fai.
Oh, kanti kona.
Okay. Kauti zisa.
Nimi wishing ezi Happy Father's Day. I'm sorry to Mary King. Kapa, you not a father bona.
Ni tu mezi.
Awa. Awa, lui tu mezi di luna.
Shangwe.
Shangwe, bye bye.
Bye.
Yes, I love it. I love it when my Sizuma people, you know, they come through on the crossover. It's such a lovely thing. So it is indeed a blessed Sunday, as I was mentioning before earlier on, that it's a blessed Sunday. So yeah, it is indeed a blessed one. I mean, speaking Silozi on the crossover, it rarely happens. Yeah, so we continue with our conversation. So we were talking about time blocking, you know, as a strategy that you could implement in place of a to-do list. So you just time block. You allocate certain time to certain things, and then this can not require you to do a to-do list or to depend on a to-do list. And also another strategy is also just focusing on, you know, a few tasks in a day. Two, let's say you have 10 things that needs to be completed in a week. In a week, you have 5 days. Yeah, 5 working days in a week. And you need to complete 10 things in those 5 days. What you could do is actually split the 10 tasks, 2 days, 2 items each day. So it's going to be easy for you, and you will also have plenty of time to focus and also make sure that those tasks are completed. You don't have to write them down on anything. You don't have to tick off anything on a list. Right? So it's 3 things. Time blocking, focusing on daily priorities, as well as aligning tasks with values. These 3 things at the end of the day, they can actually help you yield far better results. I hope you guys are following. I hope you're understanding. Yeah, I hope so. Right? So in a nutshell, these are a few reasons why we shouldn't be so dependent on to-do lists, traditional to-do lists, because they lack context and flexibility in a case where interruptions occur, unexpected events occur. There is nothing you can do because that thing cannot accommodate whatever interruption or unexpected event you experience. They focus on quantity over quality, so it's just all about satisfaction when you are checking items off. And this can actually lead to an illusion that you are being productive without necessarily making meaningful progress. you know, towards important goals or tasks. And also, they can induce anxiety and stress. You will just find yourself being anxious, you know, having anxiety, because you are constantly looking at this long, long list with uncompleted things. Nothing is checked out, and you are just there. Now you are getting stressed, you are getting anxiety, and we all know that stress and anxiety can potentially lead to burnout, which is not good at all, because the psychological burden of undone tasks can be very, very heavy. That is another bad, bad reason of to-do lists and why we need to do away with them. They do not promote deeper thinking or long-term vision. That is also another problem with traditional to-do lists. You know, they are just all about primarily task execution, just making sure that something is ticked off and that's it. They do not encourage reflecting on why are you doing this particular task and how this task aligns with your values and how it can contribute a fulfilling life beyond just getting things done. It is 27 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. As I've mentioned earlier on that at 6 o'clock, Hende will be coming in and be with you guys until the hour of 8 o'clock on Eagle Sports On. We will not go for a break. We will come continue on the other side shortly. Here is the sounds of the Bangles on this one titled Eternal Flame.
Thank you.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Yeah, singing is definitely not my thing, but I try, at least I try. Sounds of the Bangles on this one, titled Eternal Flame. Now bringing us exactly to 22 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And if you just tuned in and you are wondering, what is the discussion for today? So today we are talking about beyond the to-do list, right? You mastering your time and energy for a fulfilling life. So it's all about, you know, life beyond the to-do list. Like I've been saying, there are a lot of people who cannot function without a to-do list. And that is not healthy at all. It is not healthy at all. Me, I, who is speaking here, I only started, you know, using a to-do list recently. And I can say that I am not dependent on a to-do list. I can actually function without a to-do list. The only time I would encourage you to really have a to-do list or to use a to-do list is when you have an abundance of tasks that all need to be, you know, done. And you know that you are likely, going to forget one or two or a few tasks. So in that case, I would encourage you to do a to-do list. Have a to-do list. Otherwise, if it's just, you know, daily things that you need to do or get done with, you honestly don't need a to-do list. All you need to do is master your time as well as your energy so that you can actually have, you know, a life that is fulfilled, a life that is beyond the to-do list. Because most of us cannot function without a to-do list. Most of us really, really struggle without a to-do list. So now we are going to, you know, understand leveraging one's energy. How do you as an individual leverage your energy? So energy management, in the context of productivity, when we talk about productivity, it refers to the proactive and intentional practice of understanding, monitoring, and optimizing your personal energy levels. And these energy levels can be physical, can be mental, can be emotional, and even spiritual to maximize your performance as well as your well-being. So it's about recognizing that your capacity to work, your capacity to focus and create isn't constant. And then strategically aligning your tasks and activities with your fluctuating energy. So instead of just asking, how much time do I have? You know, energy management asks, what kind of energy do I have right now? And what task is best suited for it, right? So instead of you asking about time, rather you ask yourself, what energy? Because energy also plays a role when it comes to how we manage tasks and how we make sure that tasks are fulfilled. It actually plays a very, very major role. And the key aspects of energy management include being self-aware, identifying your peak energy times. For example, morning for deep work, afternoon for collaborative tasks. And when your energy naturally dips, this involves paying attention to your body's natural rhythms, right? So for me, when I was in uni, I had to identify my energy peak times, right? And I realized that my peak energy times was at night. not during the day.
Mm-mm.
During the day, I would get lazy. I'll just want to eat. I'll just want to watch or nap in between the watching or sleep between the watching. So I had to have a discussion with myself, like, okay, as much as it's nice, you know, to binge watch and eat and all that, but you have schoolwork. You have an obligation to do schoolwork. So now how are you going to balance this? Because you are a student at the end of the day and you need to do your schoolwork. So I had to identify my peak energy times, and I realized that, okay, during the day, I want nothing to do with school. I want nothing to do with books at all. Okay, so if during the day, I do not want anything to do with books, and I have identified that during the day, I really don't have the energy for the books, what will I be doing at night? And how is my energy at night? So this is how I was able to identify my peak energy time as being at night. That at night, I actually have energy to do things like, you know, cleaning my room, doing laundry. So I can also do my assignments or do my tests or do whatever needs, whether it's just studying, preparing for a test or something like that. I actually realized that my peak energy time is at night. So self-awareness is also very important. You need to identify your peak energy time. When are you most energetic to do things, right? And you also need to understand that there are different types of energy. There's physical energy, which relates to sleep. It also relates to nutrition, exercise, and hydration. And there's mental energy, which involves focus, which involves concentration, which involves cognitive load, as well as creativity. And there's emotional energy. And there's emotional energy, which pertains to your emotional state, resilience, and ability to manage stress, as well as relationships. And last but not least, there's spiritual energy, which connects to purpose, values, meaning, and alignment with what truly matters to you. So you also need to understand the different types of energy to be able to manage your energy. Also, strategic scheduling, you know, placing high demand tasks during your peak energy periods and lighter, less demanding tasks during your energy lulls. That is just the example that I gave you with me, that I had to place my schoolwork or my university life at night because that is the time I realized that my peak energy was very high. And then during the day, I'll do tasks like cooking. Cooking is not that hard, you know, and you know that you have to eat at the end of the day. So whether you like it or not, you have to cook. So strategic scheduling is also very important when it comes to leveraging or managing your energy, because you will know when to do what and when to do what. What requires much energy, what requires less energy. And also intentional recovery, building in regular breaks, you know, rest and activities that replenish your energy. For example, mindfulness, you know, short walks, connecting with nature or engaging in hobbies such as playing games. For me, it was playing games most of the time when I felt like I need an intentional recovery, just a short break to recover. I would just go on my phone and play a game for some time. And then after that, I would feel like, ooh, I have actually recovered. My energy is somehow back, not fully back, but yes, I can actually continue with whatever I was doing, or I can actually do something. Setting boundaries, you know, learning to say no to commitments that drain your energy without a corresponding return. Very important, very, very important, you know, learning to say no. If you know that this thing, my energy is just going to be drained and it does not benefit me in any way, just say no. That's it. And also minimizing energy drains, you know, identifying and reducing activities or environments or interactions that consistently deplete your energy, because you find that there are interactions that just really drain you. When you see the person calling your phone, you already know that this conversation is just going to drain me, but you still end up picking up the phone call. Why? Just don't pick up the phone call, because at the end of the day, you know that your energy is going to be drained. So minimize energy drains at the end of the day. So now, how does it differ from traditional time management? So while they are complementary and often integrated, energy management fundamentally shifts the focus from the quantity of time to the quality of energy within that time. And here is a breakdown of the key differences, right? So with traditional time management, the primary focus is allocating and organizing discrete units of time, which can be hours or minutes for tasks. Whereas with energy management, you optimize personal energy levels for sustained performance and well-being. Well, the assumption is that in traditional time management, all hours are equally productive. Human capacity is constant. And in energy management, human energy fluctuates. Capacity varies throughout the day or week. And the goal in traditional time management is that it maximizes the number of tasks completed within a given time frame. Whereas in energy management, the goal is that it maximizes the quality and impact of work. And this prevents burnout and foster fulfillment. So now the question asked is that, how can you fit more into your day, or when can you do this? This is in traditional time management. And the approach is that strict scheduling, to-do lists, deadlines, efficiency hacks. And in energy management, the question is that, what kind of energy do I have right now? Or what task aligns with my current energy? And the approach is that self-awareness, you know, strategic breaks, task alignment with energy, recovery, as well as boundary setting. So the analogy is that in time management, in traditional time management, managing a fixed container time, which is time, and trying to fill it as much as possible. And in energy management is that managing a battery, energy, knowing when to use it intensely and when to recharge and what type of power it has. So in essence, time management is about the clock and the calendar. It's about fitting activities into defined slots. Whereas energy management is about the person and their internal resources. It's about ensuring that you have the vitality, the focus, and the motivation to perform effectively in those slots. So you can have perfect time management, every minute scheduled, but if your energy is depleted, that scheduled time won't be productive or enjoyable. So energy management recognizes that you are the most critical resource, and by taking care of your energy, you automatically improve your capacity to utilize time effectively. In a nutshell, yes, this is the conversation for today. It is 9 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock, to the hour of, you know, Eagle Spot Zone, that is with Ende, until the hour of 8. Yeah. We will go for a musical break with the sounds of Lionel Richie on this one. I think I'm playing too much of Lionel Richie on the crossover, hey? I think he is the new Fev or something like that. On this one titled Do it to me. Do it one more time. I will see you on the other side where I'll come say my lovely goodbyes to you.
Girl, you're such a bad thing. Standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, baby. Put your arms around me, set my world on fire. Ain't never gonna be nobody like you, baby. Honey, that's no lie. Yeah. You put that spell on me. I'll tell you, honey, you know you set me free. Hey, little girl, you know my heart's desires. Come on and give it to me, baby. I can't deny you. Hey, hey, what I'm saying is do it to me one more time. Oh, I'll give you one more chance, this heart of mine. Do it to me one more time, baby. Can't get enough of your love. You're my Motown lover.
Motown lover.
Girl of my dream.
Girl of my dream.
When you laugh, when you cry, girl, that look in your eyes, you my everything. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh,
ooh.
You put that spell on me. I'll tell you, baby, you know you set me. Oh, little girl, you know my heart's on fire. I'm saying, come do it to me, baby. It's you I desire. Hey, hey, what I'm saying is do it to me one more time. I'll give you one more chance, this heart of mine. Do it to me one more time. Can't get enough of your love. Can't get enough of your love. Oh, my friends say I'm a dreamer. It takes a fool in love to know what I'm feeling.
This heart of mine.
Give it to me one more time.
It is now 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. 4 minutes to Eagle Spot Zone. That is with Hende until 8 o'clock tonight.
Get enough of your love.
And I guess this is the time where we wrap up today's conversation on the crossover. Yeah. And of course, if you enjoyed today's conversation, well, thank you so much. Thank you. And also, if you didn't wish a loved one a Father's Day, please do so. I opened the lines today for anybody who wanted to do that. None of y'all came. So just a reminder to make sure that you wish your loved ones a happy Father's Day today. Those beings, they are very special and we need to celebrate them, you know, today. And also one thing that you need to take with you for this coming week ahead of you is that you can actually do it beyond the to-do list, right? I know a lot of us are so addicted that we cannot function without a to-do list. But guess what? You can actually manage to do it without a to-do list. Always remember that. Just try strategies such as time block, you know, strategies such as focusing on a few tasks in a day, as well as, you know, telling which one aligns with the values here. And then you will be able to do it, because life is actually possible beyond the to-do list. And this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. It is adios, leaving you with the sounds of Whitney Houston on this one titled, I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I angered you.
From 7:45 a.m. live on Eagle FM for early morning dose of financial education and account protection. The FNB segment is proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.